Amri, this is Friar Roderick here for Air Maria. Oh, sorry again. Sorry. I'm Maria. This is Friar Roderick here for AirMaria.com, and we have here Tessa Dale of All Grows Allowed. How are you doing, Tessa?
I'm good.
Great. So you're here in Bethesda, Maryland, for the pro-life event, and a very big event here at the Students for Life. And so, but you're here with a group called All Grows Allowed. What's that about?
That's right. Well, our vision and our mission is twofold. We want to reveal the injustice of China's one-child policy and also restore life, value, and dignity to girls and mothers in China.
Okay. Now, it's strictly with China alone, or is it more wider than that?
You know, the issue of genocide is the systemic elimination of a people group.
Right.
So we have the Rwandan genocide or the Holocaust, but gendercide is the elimination of a gender group.
Okay.
And it's happening in India, all over South Asia, but China is where we focus our work.
Okay.
It's especially amplified there because of the one-child policy.
Right, which is very unique and very severe.
It is. I think a lot of people think the one-child policy is obsolete or it's been changed, it's not that bad anymore, but the one-child policy is actually worse than ever.
Oh, really? So they're really enforcing it now, more so than ever.
Yeah, last month we had a case of a woman who was 7 months pregnant working in a field, and a van came and took her away for a forced abortion, but she really struggled. And that evening, her family was told to come pick her up, and she had been killed during the forced abortion. And when we sent lawyers to the woman, her family, after she was killed, to help them, we found that the government had given them money to cremate her and burn all the evidence. So a lot of times in China, injustice happens on a daily basis. A woman is forced to abort even at 9 months.
Wow.
And if the media does nothing, nothing happens.
Right.
If the media does something, China immediately responds.
Right.
So it really, bringing it into awareness both in China and around the world is really important.
Wow, that's amazing. So how do you go about doing that? How do you get on the awareness?
So on the U.S. side of things, we're working with leaders at everywhere from Capitol Hill, bipartisan leaders, because, you know, pro-choice and pro-life people can all hate the one-child policy together. But we also have worked with religious leaders at the Vatican. Even the Dalai Lama is talking about doing something. But it's really just news media. I find it interesting. There was a network that picked up a story of a woman who was 8 months pregnant. She was forced to abort. And they managed to sneak into the hospital after she'd been injected with poison in a jail cell, basically.
Wow.
But before she gave birth to this baby that had already died. And it was a really difficult story. And it was Al Jazeera TV that recorded it. So everyone but the U.S. watched it.
Wow.
And China immediately compensated the family with housing and money and apologized. And then they always like to put out a story that says, oh, the one-child policy now in this one area is a two-child policy. Which we've realized is actually worse than the one-child policy.
Okay.
It makes it even more difficult for families, which I can explain with this issue of gendercide.
Okay.
Having a second child, there's no way you're going to have two girls.
Okay.
So the gender ratio is even more skewed with the second child. But yeah, so we've just seen that the news media, that's my actually, and at the organization, that's my full-time job, trying to get the New York Times or somebody to write something about the policy.
So you're a communications manager of the group.
Yeah, we write op-eds, and we try to just whatever angle we can find in the news media to talk about this.
Yeah.
People need to know that China is not overpopulated.
Okay.
China actually needs more people.
Okay.
They're going to have a lot of old people and not a lot of young people.
Yes, I heard that's almost going to affect their economy very soon, the lack of workers.
You know, it's interesting on the Hill with advocacy. Nobody listens when we just say it's a human rights issue.
Right.
You know, they need to stop killing babies and giving mothers forced abortions and sterilizations without anesthesia. They don't really care about that. But when we say it's a security issue for the United States, they have 37 million single men.
Right.
What do you think they're going to do with 37 million single men?
You're in the Army now.
Right, exactly. You're in the Army now. This is a huge problem. Secondly, it's worsening the trade imbalance. You know, Chinese single men, they don't buy Xboxes and Starbucks and just spend money like we do here in America. And like our young men just buy stuff. They save up to buy a house because how are they going to get a bride with this level of imbalance? For every six men, there's five women.
Right.
So they're never going to find a wife if they just spend all their money. So they're saving. And the spenders in China are married couples. They spend on their families.
Okay.
So this kind of imbalance in their spending has created a trade imbalance in the United States.
Okay.
When we talk about ending the trade imbalance with China by artificially, you know, they're floating. The currency is being floated by a gender imbalance.
Okay.
So until that's fixed, our trade is not going to get better.
Okay. Wow, yeah. So it affects everything. This is amazing. So the one-child policy means that the women are going to, the couple is going to choose a male. So in the Chinese society, the male is considered more important than a female. Now, can you explain that?
You know, in Chinese culture, the male stays with the parents, takes care of the parents, whereas the girl leaves her parents to join the male.
Okay.
And the family line does continue through the male side.
Okay.
Now, the one-child policy is not just one child. It's one child per couple, which means if you're a single mother, and there's many in China, there's no sex education, and their media is like ours. Kids are having premarital sex all the time, unprotected, and 86% of Chinese women have had at least one abortion. Most have had more than one. And when these students or young people get pregnant, there is no choice. Because without a marriage certificate, you don't get a birth permit. It's not one child per couple. It's no birth permit, no baby.
Okay.
So even if you register wrong and you don't fill out your paperwork correctly, or if you have one child already, or if you're not married, you can't have a baby.
So it's a usual bureaucratic mess as well. It's just a repressive policy.
Yeah, it's what's part of the terror of the one-child policy is, as we've heard, that some areas has a two-child policy, which means if you're an only child and your wife is an only child and your first child is a girl and you wait 4 years, you might be able to have a second child, which is really dangerous because then if something's not right and you get pregnant, the government can just come force you to abort the baby.
Wow. So now you're doing the awareness here in the United States. Well, now what do you do when you get a bunch of help as far as financial help? What do you do in China to apply that?
That's a great question. Most of our work is done in China.
Okay.
So we have four programs.
Okay.
One is just advocacy, again, sending lawyers to women to help them recover and deal with forced abortion, sterilization cases.
Okay.
The second is orphan scholarships. Every year, 1.1 million babies are abandoned as a result of the policy.
Wow.
Most of them, 95% of them, are healthy girl babies.
Wow. Okay.
So we offer educational stipends for the girl orphans.
Okay.
The third thing is anti-trafficking.
Okay.
With so many extra men, little baby girls are being taken as child brides. That way you don't have to worry about finding your son a wife when he gets older.
Oh,
you can just raise a three-year-old in your home as a stolen child that you purchased.
And hidden child.
Yeah, well, it depends on where you are in the country. Some places it's more severe than others. And so we have an anti-trafficking network that rescues children and returns them to their families.
Wow.
And people can read about that one. It's really interesting on our website,
yeah.
allgirlsallowed.org. The last program is our largest and most successful program so far. It's called the Baby Shower Gift Program.
Okay.
We are literally going into China's poorest places where they make $1.25 a day. China is extremely poor in most places. We give couples money to keep their girl children. So we try to find pregnant mothers who are willing to be trained in the value of girls.
Okay.
And we give tiny pink envelopes and we just say that your girl has value and you should use this for formula that's good for her. A lot of the formula that babies have in China is poisonous that was made there. And the mothers often work so much that they can't actually create the food that their baby needs because they're working so hard.
Right.
So to buy good food and clothing for their babies, we give them $20 a month.
Wow.
And you know, I was skeptical in the beginning if this program would work.
Yeah.
But so far, we've seen that not only is it rescuing one girl and her mother, but the neighbors are noticing, and they say the neighbors are wanting girl babies.
Impression.
One village at a time. So that's, and actually, interestingly, because of the way that we're funded right now, and the startup funds that we've been given from an organization, 100% of our donations go to China.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, it's the whole thing. So
a whole enchilada.
Yeah.
So what's the name of your website again?
It's www.allgirlsallowed.org.
It's easy. Allgirlsallowed.org.
We have a lot of videos and things. If people would watch them and then post them and share them with their friends, that would really help us.
Well, sounds like a very, very important mission and very, very human story as well. A very pro-life one.
Thank you so much.
Bless you, Tessa.
You too.
I'm Rhea. This is Friar Roderick for AmRhea.com. God bless.